Kanievsky. You had it over here on the notes, but on the sheets, I mean, but we neglected to mention it. Chaim Kanievsky asked the following question. Here is our map of Eretz Yisrael. I hope that most of you can see. And he said, according to the Chachamim, you make an imaginary line, a chut matuach. I don't know the exact question. Was a chut matuach from Har down to Nachal Mitzrayim. What's over here? This stuff in this area. The Fnim is has the Eretz Yisrael. We said, or at least the islands have the Eretz Yisrael. What would be, asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if the sea starts, the ocean starts shrinking? Like, as we all know, is happening at
the
Yamamelech in serious ways. It's even happening also in the Kinneret. I don't know if it happens in the Dead Sea. I mean, in the Mediterranean Sea. That would be, I don't know. But let's say it starts shrinking. Okay? Shrinking. So, is there a piece of paper down there that... No, it's not. Not
right. The
yeah.
Right under
his
chair, right by the foot of your chair.
This?
No.
This is
good.
Another one. These are good. Perfect. So, this moves. This is the yam, and this is moving. Now, the yam is this big. So, is this over here Eretz Yisrael? For sure, that's Eretz Yisrael.
Swas is not actually itself,
so
how does that change?
What?
Good question. Okay. This is what Reb Chaim Kanievsky assumes. Okay, great. Keep going. I'm going to get back to you, Shmuel. What about if now it's over here? Whoa. We lost a lot of water.
It's a difference how much water.
I'm going to get there. Is this Eretz Yisrael?
Yes. Yes.
Should be.
Okay. We're almost there to the big Shaila. Here it is. What about if there's a serious drought going on over here, and now the svas is over here?
No.
Okay, water is now here. This is all water. And all this is land. I'm leaving those green lines there. You know why I'm leaving those green lines? Because that's the chut. This is the chut. Yes, Chaim Kanievsky, is this part over here now Eretz Yisrael?
I hear.
So Chaim Kanievsky says, look, the question is only theoretical because I checked on a map and there's nothing there anyway, so it's not really, nothing going to happen. It's not relevant that it's going to get that far, but would this be considered Eretz Yisrael or not? What's his Shaila? The Shaila is, we said that everything until the water is all Eretz Yisrael, so that's all till the water. Or do you say no, that this is really the line that separates between? What?
Islands past the green line, Chutzlars?
Islands past the green line is Chutzlars because it's in the Yam. But maybe if it's still part of the earth, or the ground, it's still going to be Eretz Yisrael. It might depend on how you understand what the Svas Hayam is. Does the Svas Hayam make that's already everything out there is going to be Chutz Laretz? Or is this considered Chutz Laretz? So listen to this fascinating Tosfos HaRosh. What? He doesn't answer the question. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't answer the question. But listen to this Tosfos HaRosh, which I think is going to shed light a little bit on it, if we take the Tosfos HaRosh, literally. The Gemara says the following thing. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, what happens if a body of water sweeps up something that belongs to a person and puts it by someone else? Masha lokach lokach, masha nasa nasa. Anyone learn Bava Metzia? It's called Zuto Shal Yam. It speaks about Zut Yish and all that stuff.
Automatic
Yish. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Shotaf nor Kurov, Eitzav, Avavav, there's a river that it sweeps up his beams, his stones, his wood.
But then there's another lesson that writes this, V'chein Yarden shenatal mizeh v'nasan lezeh. It sounds like the Yarden, there was a flood, and it took something from one person's field and put it in someone else. But Yushami learns it differently. Yushami mefarish inyan kedushas ha'aretz. Shehayarden haya mafsik ben Eretz Yisrael l'Eretz Ha'amim. The Yarden was the dividing between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Kirchseva Yarden u'gvul. And this is what it means. If the Yarden would get larger on the side of Eretz Yisrael is getting smaller. If the Yarden gets larger on the sides of Chutz La'aretz, then Chutz La'aretz gets smaller. In other words, where is the Gvul exactly? This is in reference to the Yarden, but we're gonna look at it as over here. The Yarden's up here, right? So here's the Yarden. So if the Yarden gets wider, then what happens to Eretz Yisrael? It gets smaller. The Yarden gets smaller, what happens? Eretz Yisrael gets bigger. So what he's saying is when we say by Yarden u'Gvul, the size of the Yarden is going to affect the size of Eretz Yisrael. And he brings the pasuk that it says v'hayarden u'gvul. We have the same pasuk in our sugya, which it says v'hayam u'gvul.
What if the Yarden
moves? Same thing.
Completely.
Yeah, the chayv, it's going to be the same thing.
The gvul is dependent on where.
The gvul is dependent on the Yarden. So perhaps over here also, the gvul is going to depend on what's the svasayam. When Rashi says the svasayam is the gvul. If the Svasiyam is over here, this is Eretz Yisrael. If the Svasiyam is over here, this is Eretz Yisrael. The Svasiyam is over here. Everything, if the Svasiyam keeps going this way, maybe this whole thing would be Eretz Yisrael.
Well, where's the Kivush on that? If the Kivush of Mitzrayim or...
Right, so that would depend on whether, if they Kivush the Yam or not, which would depend on Machlok.
And even if they were Kivush the Yam, now it's moved.
Yeah, right.
The Yam is
the border. It's not the border of the entire thing. The Yam is just a small little river.
Doesn't go along.
No, doesn't go along. Okay, Rabbi Sai, it's an interesting Maramokam, the Tosfos HaRosh, which says that Eretz Yisrael keeps on getting bigger and smaller based on the size of the Yarden. Perhaps we could say the same thing on this side, that Eretz Yisrael gets bigger and smaller based on the size of the Yamagodol. Perhaps. That will be Nogei to the Shaila of Chaim Kanievsky. Let's start the next sugya. I'd like to just open up the sugya today, try to give you some Yisaitis in the sugya, and hopefully on Sunday we're going to be mashal masugi. Let's see what it says. Zot ha'elgi gomor. Rameh omar akukits keret Yisrael. Boi minei mirabchia bar Abba. The question was posed to Rabchia bar Abba. Amoicha abdu l'suya kimoicha b'chutzla etz dami oloi. Someone sells his eved to Surya. Is he like he sells it to chutzla etz or not? What does it mean like he sells it to Chutz La'aretz? What difference where you sell your Evet? Because Allah is a Moicha Abdul Chutz La'aretz.
That's
Lachiris. So if you sell to Surya, is it like Moicha Chutz La'aretz Dami or not? In other words, do we don Surya as if it is Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz? If Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, then what? Then it's good. But if Surya is like Chutz La'aretz, then it's going to be Eretz Lachiris. Says the Gemara. Amalei Tanitua. We can learn it out from the Mishnah. Ramei Amal Akukat Yisrael Legitin. Legitin in. Lavadim Loi. Vekoshchein Surya. Demercha Katuva. So if you're telling, even if you sell your Eved to Anku, it's Yatzel Lecheris. Koshchein, if you sell your Eved to Surya, it's going to be Yatzel Lecheris. The Surya is much further away than Aku. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Surya. He Aram Tzuva, the Kavsha David, Vaisifa al Eretz Yisrael. This is an area. David HaMelech captured it, and he added it onto Eretz Yisrael. He added it to Eretz Yisrael. The Lashon of Rashi and Avodah Zarah is, I'm sorry, the Rashi in Kedushin is, he's Sunfa im Eretz Yisrael. He made it a sniff of Eretz Yisrael. What does the word sniff mean? A branch of Eretz Yisrael. Interesting. He made it a branch of Eretz Yisrael. So this is a discussion that David HaMelech did. It seems like, what's the question? If it was, if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. The question is that David HaMelech seemed to have done it not with the same type of jurisdiction as regular kibush of Eretz Yisrael. Gemara is going to talk about kibush yachid shmei kibush, and now let's see Rashi. Rashi says kimoich mechutzlaretz v'tnan lekaman amoich adul mechutzlaretz yetzel chiras. The kansinan lelokeach, because we make a knas on whoever is lokeach him mishum de'eved shayach b'mitzvos v'asur latzeis me'eretz mechutzlaretz. Okay, so Rabbeisai, the lokeach did something wrong by buying the eved. What did he do wrong by buying the eved? He took him out of Eretz Yisrael. Now he's bringing him out of Eretz Yisrael. So what's the problem? Says Rashi, the eved shayach b'mitzvus, the asur latzeis me'eretz mechutz la'aretz. So eved is shayach in mitzvus. What's wrong with an eved leaving Eretz Yisrael? What's wrong? Does Rashi mean to say because you make him lose out on mitzvahs? Or is it because it's asur to leave Eretz Yisrael? Read the Rashi carefully. Rashi almost is meramis to both. Rashi says mishum de eved shayach b'mitzvahs. Sounds like eved's got mitzvahs, and don't deprive him of those mitzvahs. The other thing is v'asur latzeis me'eretz l'chutz la'aretz. You're not allowed to leave. I'm not sure.
Maybe the issue is because there are mitzvahs.
What
are you losing out on mitzvahs if you leave Eretz Yisrael?
No, no, there's another other mitzvahs, which is Trumas and Maisris. It's not so simple. Trumas and Maisris is such a big deal. So you want to have Trumas and Maisris. As well as, you want to have Trumas and Maisris. Are you Mechuyev in Trumas and Maisris? If your ancestor lives in Eretz Yisrael and he wants to only eat meat, he's on a high-protein diet. He never once ate Trumas and Maisris. Did he do anything wrong?
No.
So is a person that lives in Chutz La'aretz, is he mevata or mitzvah? Is it also to leave Eretz Yisrael?
For Trumas and
Maisris.
Huh? So maybe Rashi just means to say the following thing. He's shayach b'mitzvahs, which means that Eved has mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs is you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. There's no new Trumas and Maisris. Leave Trumas and Maisris out. Forget Trumas and Maisris. There's nothing wrong. Say, won't keep Trumas and Maisris. It's vas.
Just being in the country. Being in Eretz
Yisrael,
you get mitzvahs.
So what? So he gets mitzvahs.
But when you move him out there, every dad on the side walks, you're taking away those.
But is he over anything? Is anything wrong happened? Is there anything? Is there an Aveira involved?
It's just that he can't do it.
Well, he just can't do. So you have to constantly because he can't do.
No, maybe you say that when you sell the chutzlar, it's yotzel chiras. Therefore, he no longer has to be a mitzvah. That's the problem.
He does have more of this.
He's doing. He's still chayim with the mitzvah.
How?
We didn't know the price yet.
He's really chayim mitzvahs. But whatever he eats, he has to be mafresh. I hear. So if you take a look, on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi says on the Mishnah. Amoicher Avdol Loibit Kechavim Oy Lechutz La'aretz Yasa Ben Chayrin. Someone sells his Eved to a Goy or to a Chutz La'aretz, he's Yatsa Ben Chayrin. Says Rashi, and that Mem Gimel on the base, Im Barach Menavi Kechavim Ashekansu Bezen Lefdeisai. What do you mean, Yatsa Lecheris? He's by a Goy now. What does that mean, Yatsa Lecheris? The Goy's not going to listen to us. If he ran away from the Goy, or we have to buy him back from the Goy. Okay, the kainsin oisel of doisa. We're going to cancel the person that sold him because she have done a lo yishabed loy. The knas chachamim. Why do we cancel this person? Says Rashi, hoyel v'hifkia imin hamitzvus. Hifkia imin hamitzvus. Sell to a guy. Says Yoni, if you sell to a guy, what does it mean? Hifkia imin hamitzvus.
Can't do anything.
What does it mean? What, like lemashal?
Shabbos.
Come on, I don't want to work at Shabbos. The guy's not going to you're my slave. He's going to be over his sweet mafkim from all mitzvahs. Not just from Trumas and Maisris. Trumas and Maisris is a big thing. But if a person doesn't keep, doesn't, isn't, isn't in the realm of Trumas HaMaisus. I don't know if that's a reason to cancel someone. But over here, you're mafkiyam and ha-mitzvahs mamish.
There were kinds of the seller.
Yeah, because there is no buyer. You can't cancel the guy.
And the
v'chein,
and also.
So the Shah is v'chein l'chutz l'aretz. Yotz l'chiris m'pnei shehoitziyoy me'eretz l'chutz l'aretz. What does he mean to say? Maybe it means the iser of being moitzim l'chutz l'aretz. Rabbi Say, I have another shah. I'm going to ask you a lumdish shayla, Rabbi Say. I think this is a very lumdish shayla. I think. As follows. Is it also for a person to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz? Depends. On what?
If he's
going. When are you allowed to go?
If he's going.
Okay. Okay.
If it's for a mitzvah, is it for a mitzvah?
For a parnasa, you're allowed to go. For what?
It's for a mitzvah.
For what?
If it's for a mitzvah.
For Talmud Torah, not for a mitzvah. For Talmud Torah, for Parnasa, and for Shidduch. Those are the three exceptions. For Parnasa, Talmud Torah, and for Shidduch. But what do I see over here? Is it permissible for a person to be over on Shabbos for Parnasa?
No.
Shatnez for Parnasa? Is it mutter to leave Eretz Yisrael for Parnasa?
Yeah.
Yes. In other words, leaving Eretz Yisrael is not a Maisa Aveiro. It's not a Maisa Aveiro. The Aveiro is the way you leave Eretz Yisrael. The act of going is not a Maisa Aveiro. Because you could go for Shidduchim, you could go for Parnasa, you could go for Talmud Torah. You can't do Aveiros, you can do a Maisa Aveiro for Talmud Torah. So the pshat is, what does that mean? That means that it's not the maisa avera of going. The avera is how you go. The avera is how you go. It's not the going. So Ebezer, I want to know as follows. If a slave is sold to Chutz Laretz, and he goes, was he over on the Isser Latzeis from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz?
Oh, he was sold. Depends why he went.
I'll tell you why he went. I'll tell you why he went. He went because, not because of Parnassa, more than that. More than Parnassa. You could say Parnassa, but more than that. He didn't have a choice. He's not going. He's being schlepped. He could be kicking and screaming. He's not leaving.
I'm saying he sold himself.
Yeah, but it's Eved Kanani. So if you sell an Eved to Chutz Laretz, is the Eved over on the Isser at Latzeis Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz? I'm not sure he's over on the Isser.
Why would he be over? He didn't do anything.
He's not leaving. He's being taken out. And you could say Parnasa. Maybe.
Best he's an
Say even more than that.
I
don't know if it's more than that. I shouldn't say it's more than that. I'm gonna.
He's not making any more money.
Even if it wasn't for Parnassa,
the guy selling that Eved Kanani. Why is?
So the shayla is the Eved over on the Isser Latzeis?
No.
If the Eved is not over, so why are you canceling the other? What? You're canceling me because I'm selling to Chutz Laretz the Isser Latzeis.
See, the minister gets his Avera.
But he's not causing him to be over in Avera.
He gets the Avera.
So is anyone else? The shayla is maybe the. Hold on, I'm going to get to you, okay? I'm saying good, hold on. Rabbi Kamenetsky, you hear my Shaila? If the Maisa Yitzhiya is not the Yisr, so then I wasn't over the Yisr because I didn't want to go. It's the oifen of going. I said that my oifen of going should be okay. The Adon is being over because he is causing someone to leave Eretz Yisrael.
If the Eved's worth double the money, then obviously he's on the board.
But Rash is mashmal, it's a lotzis. It's not mashmal.
If someone wants to sell your company,
that's the bargain.
He's making it.
Can't hear you.
It's both. It's the other end of it.
That is the problem. That's not telling a person. It's telling an action of leaving that was done inappropriately.
Right.
The action of leaving inappropriately was done by the Baal. You caused somebody to.
Okay, but that's not. I hear. It's still. It's a chiddush that you could make someone else's leaving make me be over on his leaving. It's a chiddush. I understand.
An
I understand, but you pashtus. It's in. It's not my action of leaving. I caused him to leave. I could be over on him leaving. I got it. What?
It's
the other group. Said, yeah, said, yeah, yeah. But I would have said, I can't be over and someone else is leaving, even if I caused them to leave. I was a goyrim. I wasn't goyrim doing an avera because it's not an avera. So it's a loophole. I would have thought. No, there's an issur of causing someone else to leave Eretz Yisrael. Chiddush. Chiddush, Rabbi
said. If you're a boss, he sends all the boys to the
house. Because we never find such a heter for my Savera. We never found such a heter. There's a heter, it's Pikuach Nefesh. There's no heter to be over on Anisur. No heter to be over on Anisur. Panas is not a heter to be over on Anisur. So Punk, this has a heter. Or the Pshad is that this is the Magdur the Isser. It's not Usser for Panas. It's not a heter. For Panas, it's not Usser. In other words, the issue is not the maisi tzia. It's how you leave. That's the way I'm.
What's the problem over here? If it's not on the evid, so it's a problem because the guy was caused. There wasn't a maisi avira. So
there was or there wasn't.
There wasn't. We're saying
that
there
wasn't. So they're trying to be mechadish that the other is over the maisi avira. The other is over the avira, because it's not the leaving. It's the fact that you sent someone out. And and it's his aver. It's a chiddush. Kipshuta, I would say there's no aver here. No aver.
The nasa is on the buyer, not on the seller. The buyer is living in Chutz Lars. So does he now have an issue to live in Israel? No, because he lives there. That's where his parnasa is, and that's where he's there. He's already in Chutz Lars.
Right.
So why are you telling me that we're going to, because of this action, we're going to put it on him? The knas is on the buyer.
The knas is on the buyer. Yeah, but he schlepped someone else out.
He's
allowed to be out.
He's
allowed to be out. He's allowed to be out.
No,
but the other guy can't pull someone else out. The Gemara asked the Shiloh later on.
He could have sold it to Eric Yisrael.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to go back to. What?
No, but it's on his
feet. When he buys it. I don't know. Yeah, we're wondering that also. Rabbi Sai, we have to go weiter.
What about over here?
Zok Rashi, Surya, Litzvayna Shalat Yisrael, Lahama Me'ako. The Gitin in Mishum Debeki, Lishma, Oishrich, Lakaima. The Avadim Loi, Delav Me'eretz Yisrael, who? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, as follows. What's the Havamina that you sell your Eved to Surya, he's not Yotze L'Cheiris? What's the Havamina? You sell your Eved to Surya, it's not Yotze L'Cheiris. Because David HaMelech was Kovish it. Maybe David HaMelech being Kovish Eretz Yisrael gives it a status of Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't Kovish it with the regular, normal guidelines. That's the Shai the Gemara speaks about Kibush Yachad, Shmei Kibush or not Shmei Kibush. Okay. Now, let's look for a moment at Akko. Is Akko in Eretz Yisrael or Akko out of Eretz Yisrael?
Depends for what.
When a Meicher Avdoi Le'Akkoi is Yatzeh L'Cheiris, why is it Yatzeh L'Cheiris? Because it's not Eretz Yisrael. Now, is Surya Eretz Yisrael?
Depends.
The maybe. So how could we bring a Raya from Akko to Surya? Akko, Rashi says, is La Meretz Yisrael he. Surya might be Meretz Yisrael.
Why might it be?
Because of Kivish Yachid, David
HaMelech. And Akko wasn't Kivish
Yachid? Not that I know of.
How
was it then? It's Chutz Lars. Hold on, we'll get to it. It's Chutz Lars.
So how did they get
into
it? How did they live there?
How do we live in Cleveland? We didn't take over yet. No, we're getting close. What? It's not part of Eretz Yisrael. No, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean?
No, I've been in Lasuria, so he's being a raya from Akka.
That's the question. That's exactly my question. That's my question. If Akko is not Eretz Yisrael, how could you compare it to Surya? So let's go back for a second. Toises and Daf Beis Amid Aleph. What's your name again?
Ari.
Ari. Before Ari came onto the scene, we had a Toises and Daf Beis Amid Aleph. And Toises over there says that Akko is in Eretz Yisrael. If you remember, there's a whole debate in Toises. Maybe first Toises says Akko is half in, half out. Then Tosafos says maybe Akko is really in. So why Meicher Avdoi LaAkko is Yatzel Lacheres? What's the reason? It's part of Eretz Yisrael, but it's far from the yeshivas. Okay, then our Gemara is beautiful, smooth as can be, because is Surya part of Eretz Yisrael?
Let's say even yes.
Even if yes, maybe yes, but it's no
further from the
Ikka Yishuv than Akko. If Akko, which is closer, is Meza Avdoi, Kol Shchein Surya. Hold on. But if you hold, like Rashi says over here, Akko is not Eretz Yisrael. Ooh, that's Rashi right here in front of us. Akko is not Eretz Yisrael. Surya might be Eretz Yisrael. So how could you bring a raya? That's the kasha. Toisus that says that Akko is Eretz Yisrael. So why Mecha Abdullah Akko is Yatzel Lacheres? Because you sold him away from Ikra Yishuv.
Why can't there be an
Ikra
Yishuv in Surya
also? What? Why can't there be an Ikra Yishuv in Surya?
Then a lot of people live there, and then it could be Yeshivas.
I guess it didn't happen. You're saying
Akko is far away, it's in the middle of nowhere, but Surya.
I guess the Gemara assumed that Surya was also. It didn't happen. Are you Syrian? Sorry, didn't happen.
But what are the change of the Ikra Yishuv?
Didn't happen. Vaisluchas didn't happen. I'm saying that would have to be Pshat in the Gemara. You're right. In theory, could have happened, but Vaisluchas in the Gemara didn't happen.
I mean, what Ikra Yishuv changed? You're saying the mitzvah still apply. You're in Eretz Yisrael.
Your mitzvah still apply. That's what Yossi wants to know. Yossi, what's your kasha?
No, that. If it's
Eretz Yisrael,
it's Eretz Yisrael.
So that's saying, a Pel D'Kazach in Toisvis. A B'shteit in Toisvis, a Pel D'Kazach, you sell your Eved to Akko, even though it's Eretz Yisrael. So it's Rochuk Mikra Yishuv.
Even though it's called Eretz Yisrael.
Even though it's called Eretz Yisrael. So are you over on the Isra Latzeis?
No.
I'm saying, but it's
are there still mitzvahs, please?